This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. There have been layoffs at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. It's headquartered in Golden. 114 people were let go today. An internal note shared with CPR News states officials blamed the move on federal directives, budget cuts, and stop work orders. The email implied that cuts would help the lab focus on its longer-term mission and help move resources to, quote, critical priorities. In a statement, NREL says staff from both research and operations were let go. That included employees based out of the lab's headquarters in Golden, as well as remote workers. Meanwhile, the federal government has started to try and collect money from tens of thousands of Coloradans who are late on their student loans. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
This is a big deal. If they don't pay up, they'll start losing tax refunds, have their wages garnished, and could see their future Social Security benefits reduced. It also impacts your credit score, which makes it harder to get loans for things like cars. The important thing to remember is if your loan is in delinquency, you may be eligible for deferments or forbearance and public service loan forgiveness. But it's important not to fall all the way into default because then your options shrink even further.
CPR's Jenny Brundine. Two Coloradans have new jobs in the Trump administration. Longtime state lawmaker Jerry Sonnenberg will lead the Farm Service Agency in the state. Sonnenberg is a fourth-generation rancher on the Eastern Plains who has served as a county commissioner. Sally Clark, a former Colorado Springs City Councilor, joins the Agriculture Department as State Director for Rural Development. She was most recently working as an advisor to Colorado Springs Mayor. This is CPR News.